Kaya Biz.
Well, speaking of the pandemic, just recently we saw Minister of Public Service and Administration, Ayanda Dlodlo, highlight that the state has spent more than 14 billion rand on public servants who have taken sick or incapacity leave since the outbreak of the COVID-19 pandemic. In other words, highlighting the enormous cost of the pandemic when it is associated with labor. To help us unpack this particular story, primarily underscoring the cost implications when it comes to the true economic impact of sick leave, we're joined by Andrew Levy, labor expert and founder of Andrew Levy Employment. Andrew, great to have you with us in the new year, and thanks for joining us this evening, sir.
Thank you. It's a pleasure as always.
Fantastic. When we look at these numbers, though, 14 billion essentially spent on staff on the back of the pandemic and I guess other aspects of sick leave. Are you surprised by these numbers?
Not especially, because what goes on in the public sector is subject to a great deal of abuse of things like sick leave. Mm. Now, to try and put this into context, I don't know how they calculated this figure. My guess would be that it's probably just done on the basis of how much did we spend on wages when people were either on this sick leave or on this thing that they call incapacity leave, which doesn't exist in our law. It's an extra. But we must bear in mind that that is a gross underestimation, because it doesn't look at the real cost. Now, the real cost is the loss of productivity, the work that doesn't get done, the work is delayed, the work that has to be done by other workers who get paid time and a half for overtime, or the cost of hiring temporaries to come in. So you can always work as a rule of thumb that the cost of an hour of sick leave is going to be much greater than the hour itself, probably 2.2 at the very least, and getting bigger as you go. Now, the next thing is we really should be putting some very sharp questions to government on this one, because we don't know, in terms of what they've said, whether they're paying people who self-quarantine or people who self-certify as opposed to people who've been examined by a doctor. The doctor says you've got COVID, don't go to work.
Yep.
Now, in terms of the law, the employer doesn't have to pay if you diagnose yourself or you self-certify. Now, it's a little bit of a difficult one, because that's the responsible thing to do. But if I look at those numbers, my guess would be, and particularly if you look at the detail of the numbers of people, for example, in the police or whatever, who were away with sick leave or this incapacity leave, it's far, far greater than the numbers of COVID that were reported.
Mm.
So I think it does suggest to me that they may have been paying people who said, look, I think I've got COVID or I don't want to come to work, which, of course, is a paid holiday. You know, the next... Sorry, are you going to ask me a question?
Sure. I was actually going to ask, this tells us something then, if we actually find that these particular policies around sick leave are prone to corruption, excessive corruption.
Oh, yes. There's tremendous amount of abuse, particularly in that area. Now, the other thing is this so-called incapacity leave. Now, they don't explain what this is. What I can say with certainty is that there's no such thing in our labor laws as incapacity leave. Now, I know what
Does that essentially mean that they're blaming something that doesn't actually exist?
Well, it's their policy. They can make up their policy. But, you know, what I do know is that if you find yourself in a situation where you are going to be medically boarded, then simply by filling in a form and signing it, you can get an extra... up to 180 days extra paid leave while your case is processed. And if that is the incapacity leave that they're referring to, then I think that there's been a great deal of abuse of that particular kind of thing.
Yeah.
So all in all, we're looking at much, much bigger numbers. And, you know, we're also looking at lost productivity, which... well, frankly, it takes us years to overcome. So if you look, for example, at the master of the Supreme Court's office, if you have a will that needs to be gone through and approved. If you buy or sell a house and you need the transfer documentation, all of those things have been subject to a lot of delay.
Yeah.
So the costs are much greater. It's not to say or to suggest that everybody in the public sector abuses sick leave, but without any question, if you look at the percentage incidence of sick leave, it is far, far higher in the public sector, almost four times, I would estimate, than it is in the private sector.
That's quite a high estimate. And as you say, given that this is high, I can imagine that it, once you combine the true cost of sick leave in the public sector and the private sector, this then tells us that we do need to, I guess, fix things or find ways of better managing the situation, primarily because we have had lessons from the pandemic, but also ensuring that we are able to keep an economy that is productive while still prioritizing the health and well-being of its employees. So does that mean we need to see some kind of shift in our policies or better implementation of the rules around these policies?
I think we need to watch for abuse more carefully.
Sure.
You know, people do tend to get away with it, and you've got to pay constant attention. But the quickest improvement you can make to productivity is to improve or cut down on the abuse of sick leave, because it goes straight to the bottom line. It's an immediate saving. I mean, if you can imagine, if we could have saved 7 of that 14 billion, and that's an underestimate, as I said, that would have gone a long, long way in terms of funding benefits for people who are genuinely ill, in terms of reducing debt. So it's not a difficult thing to do. It just requires management, direction, dedication.
Yep, definitely. Andrew, thank you so much for your time this evening, sir. This conversation could continue to grow many legs where we evaluate then how it is that we shift the mindsets of many more South Africans to avoid the fraud and corruption that comes with taking on excessive amounts of sick leave.
Precisely.
Opening up to corruption. Thank you so much for your time as always, Andrew. Really appreciate it. That's Andrew Levy. He's a labor expert and founder of Andrew Levy Employment.
Kaya Biz with Gugule Tumfuphi, Monday to Thursday, 6 to 8 p.m. on Kaya 959.
On the streets, on the air.